Hello, this is Steve.
Hey Steve, this is Jessica Roberts from Roberts. How are you doing?
Okay.
Yeah, Chase told me about your project and everything, so I'll be the one who's going to cater your project from now on. So how's your day going?
Well, I'm not sure I'm doing business with you people.
What happened? You can share with me.
Oh, a bunch. Chase knows what's going on.
Okay, no problem at all because I'll be the one who is going to get your project. So you can just, give me a short detail about your project and we'll start working on it. And I'll be the one who will be providing you the updates and everything. So I'll be the
Okay,
only
hold
one
on,
who's
hold on,
going to talk to you.
Okay, hold on a minute. Let me finish my thought here.
No problem, take your time.
I don't want to keep you hanging.
No problem at all. I can wait. You can take your time.
Well, no, I need to talk to Chase and see about getting my money back.
Oh, but why? Because you have me and he assigned me because I'll be the one who's going to cater your project and I'm here as a specialist. So I'll be catering your project if you just give me a moment and elaborate everything. I'll make sure to get everything done on time and will not bother you for any other things. I'll make sure about that.
I'm not even sure Chase is even with the company anymore.
But why?
So,
You can ask me every single concern if you have time, and I hope I'm not bothering you because he gives me your project as you are very important client, so I'm here if you give me some of your time and just let me know your concerns and I'll give you a brief explanation about everything so that you
oh,
can you
I understand. I understand. But I had other people with your company call me liar. Two of them called me a liar. And
Who? Who did this?
I don't know. When I inquire, nobody will tell me.
From our company?
Yeah.
That's
Yep,
not
yep, yep.
possible,
I've
but
got.
if it that's the case, then let me just check and you don't have to worry about this because our clients are
Well, I don't know, and well, like
But
I said,
if
I don't
I
even.
yeah, but I, if I give you the surety for this time that you can trust our company, I will give you everything briefly and give you a brief explanation on your every single concern if you just give me this one single chance.
Oh, I
Because,
understand all that. I understand all that. I don't think you would do
yeah.
anything, but
Yeah, because I cannot be able to understand how the employee of our company talked to you like this and in this manner, so we can look into this matter as well.
well, I've got notes. I just don't have them in front
I really
of me.
apologize for this. Yeah, I sincerely apologize for this, but I just want to
Well,
work
no,
with you on this
had nothing
project.
to do with you, but that's
But it's
they
totally about the image of our company, and I'm here to cater you, but you are so upset because of this behavior and everything.
Well, yeah, but there's other things too. Like it's been almost a month since I've done this, and
Yeah, he told me.
you're the first person I've talked to
Yeah.
wants to get something done. But I
Yeah.
even had I sent emails to Chase
Yeah, he told me.
weeks ago, and they came back no such
No,
email address.
so yeah, so that's why they assigned you to me and I'm here and I'll make sure to get this everything done before the end of the
No,
week.
no. But see, my concern is, there's a couple of different names for your company. I don't understand that, but like I said, I emailed Chase, and they came back. They came as no such email address.
No such email address, why? Because we already assigned our email address from our company, so maybe some sort of glitch or something.
It was undeliverable. It was undeliverable. That's why I didn't know Chase is still with the company. I don't know.
Because I'm working for Robots like for many, many years, and like I never encountered this type of like error. And
well, I haven't either. I mean, that's what got me concerned.
I totally understand your concern. I totally understand your concern. Like it's really bothersome for someone who encountered this type of mistake. But if you give me chance, I'm again saying, so I look into these matters. I'm not saying about anything that, like, I'm not forcing you to give your project to me. But I'm just saying, if, like, because I'm really willing to work with you, and I'll make sure to get everything done on time, and, you know, I will give you my words that we are not a scam or anything, and we will be doing your work real soon and expedite your work and give you, like, a proper work as I promised. You have my words.
Well, let me think about it. I mean,
I'll be waiting.
It's like I told Tim, everything from day one.
Yeah, you don't have to talk to anyone. Like, I am the one who
I understand.
To talk about. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I can feel you're, like, seriously, you are concerned and everything, but I'm here now, and you can think about it. Obviously, I'm not forcing you, but I'm here. You can give me a call back, like, if you think about something, and I'll make sure to get everything done this time, like, as we promised to you, okay? These are my words for you.
I'll be in touch. And I am surprised you got through on the phone.
Yeah,
because
I called you yesterday as well.
It doesn't work.
Yeah,
most of the time.
Yeah,
so
I got this as well. But yeah, no worries at all. So I will give you a call back, or maybe you can, because I want to know about this project more so that I can start working on it. It seems interesting. So I was like, okay, Chase, just give this project to me, and I'll be the one who's going to work on this. So.
Okay. All right. I'll be
sure,
in touch.
Sure.
Thank you.
Sure, no problem at all. You can contact me on this number as well. Otherwise, I will give you a call back, like, maybe tomorrow or maybe by the end of the day. So you can let me know about your decision. Okay, sir?
Okay, and if it goes straight into a voicemail, then that means the phone's messed up. So
Actually,
I was just trying to set up our Internet provider is AT&T, and they sent me a new it's called Air. So I'm supposed to get, everything's supposed to go through the air now instead of whatever. And it's defective. I've been on the phone with them, but of course I get cut off because I don't have any Internet.
No problem. Okay. I'll call you again and again until I cannot reach you. So you don't have to worry about this. You are now my responsibility, okay?
But email and text is generally the only way you can get through.
Sure. I will first email you that I want to talk to you, and then we'll call you, okay? So that you can prepare your phone and everything. Sure.
Okay. Thanks.
And it's really great talking to you, Steve. And I really apologize again from our side, whatever you faced and encounter previously.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem.
Bye
Have
now.
A great day. Bye-bye.
Bye.